Alright folks, welcome back to Clarity First, your daily dose of stoic wisdom for laser focus. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let's be real, life can feel like a runaway train sometimes, am I right? With juggling jobs, relationships, responsibilities, it's easy to get swept up in the chaos and lose sight of ourselves in the process. Ever felt that pang of guilt when you finally carve out some me time, even though you know it's crucial? You know that feeling when your to-do list seems longer than a CVS receipt on Black Friday, and every minute feels precious? Well, guess what? Self-care isn't selfish. It's essential, just like eating, sleeping, and, well, breathing. But how do we prioritize it without turning into the Zen masters who spend their days meditating in Himalayan caves? Today, we're tackling this question head-on, how to weave self-care into your life without overdoing it. Think of it as a balancing act, finding a sweet spot where you're nurturing yourself without feeling overwhelmed or guilty. Sound good? Let's dive in. First things first, forget the notion of all or nothing. Self-care isn't about weekly spa days and month-long retreats, although those are awesome. It's about incorporating small, intentional acts into your daily routine. Think a quick walk outside during your lunch break, 5 minutes of deep breathing before that big meeting, or simply enjoying a cup of tea without checking your emails. Remember, consistency is key. These little moments add up over time and make a huge difference in how you feel. Second, ditch the shoulds and embrace what truly nourishes you. You know that friend who's always pushing their love for CrossFit even though you'd rather curl up with a good book. Yeah, don't be like them. Self-care is personal. What energizes one person might drain another. Maybe it's listening to music, spending time in nature, taking a hot bath, or connecting with loved ones. Listen to your body and mind, they're the experts. Third, set boundaries. This doesn't mean becoming a recluse unless that's your jam. But learning to say no when you need to is crucial for self-preservation. It's okay to decline that extra project if you're already feeling stretched thin, or politely excuse yourself from social events that drain your energy. Remember, protecting your time and energy is an act of self-love. Fourth, be kind to yourself. We all have good days and bad days. Some days, the self-care routine feels effortless, while other days you might just want to crawl under the covers. That's totally normal. Don't beat yourself up if you miss a day or two. Just start again when you can. Remember, progress over perfection. Finally, schedule it in. I know schedule self-care seems counterintuitive, right? But hear me out. When you explicitly block off time for activities that nourish your soul, it becomes a priority. Treat it like any other important appointment. Wouldn't you cancel a dentist visit if you had something more pressing to do? Okay, picture this. You're walking through the airport, feeling the stress of your upcoming trip building up. You've got luggage to lug, security lines to navigate, and that nagging feeling of I need to get everything done before I even leave. But then you remember you've got a plan. Before heading to the gate, you take a few deep breaths in the quiet airport lounge. You pull out your noise-canceling headphones and lose yourself in a podcast episode about ancient philosophy because, hey, who needs airport chatter? By the time you reach your gate, you're feeling calmer, centered, and ready for whatever adventures await. Then, that's self-care in action. Small but mighty. So remember, folks, prioritize self-care. It's not a luxury, it's a necessity. Make those small, intentional choices that bring you joy and recharge your batteries. Listen to what your body and mind need, set boundaries, be kind to yourself, and schedule it in. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend who could use a little self-care boost. Let's spread the stoic love and help each other navigate this crazy world with a bit more clarity and focus. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.